This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, this is a reminder that Village Green has a big winter sale going on now through December 31st. 35% off pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Village Green also carries pet medications. So that's keep that in mind for your pets, especially during the winter. They also are subject to illness just like the owners are. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on nutritional and herbal support for the winter blues. Today, our guest is going to be Christoph Merville, a pharmacist and director of education and pharmacy development at Boron. And Boron is the world leader in homeopathic medicines. We'll be talking about remedies for dry skin, pain, digestive problems, stress, and sleep. So you will enjoy this information. You might want to get your pens and pencils out. Now, before we start the show with Dr. Merville, what we're going to do is talk about dietary supplements. This is kind of a hot topic, and I thought it would be a good idea to talk about what supplements are and what they're not. Now, dietary supplements are defined in a law passed by Congress in 1994, and that law was called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA. And according to this, a dietary supplement is a product that's intended to supplement the diet. It contains one or more dietary ingredients, including vitamins, minerals, herbs, or other botanicals, amino acids, and certain other substances or their constituents. And it's intended to be taken by mouth in forms such as tablet capsule, powder, soft gel, gel caps, liquids, and it's labeled as being a dietary supplement. Now, dietary supplement use in the United States, a national survey conducted in 2007 found that 17.7% of American adults had used natural products and in the past 12 months. Now, the most popular products used by adults at that time were fish oil, glucosamine, echinacea, flaxseed oil, and ginseng. In another earlier national survey covering all types of dietary supplements, approximately 52% of adult respondents said that they had used some type of supplement in the last 30 days. The most commonly reported were multiple vitamins, multiple minerals, 35%, vitamin E, vitamin C, calcium, and B complex. So that gives you sort of the scope of how popular supplements are among the public. Now, during a 1999 congressional hearing, a congressman noted, "As for the safety of supplements, an interesting comparison was published last year. 106,000 people died from prescription drugs, 42,000 a year from automobile accidents. And it is more likely that you will be struck by lightning and die in this country than it is that you will die from a dietary supplement. So that's an interesting statement, and we'll talk a little bit more about supplements. So a lot of people ask, are they regulated or not? So under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act that I mentioned, manufacturers are responsible for ensuring that products are safe before they're marketed. And supplements marketed in the U.S., before passage of the DSHEA in 1994 are grandfathered in. If a supplement manufacturer wants to introduce a new ingredient, it must provide the FDA with 75 days notice along with safety information. And if the FDA has any concerns about the ingredient or submitted safety profile, the agency can request more information or deny the product entry into the marketplace. So DSHEA allows the FDA to have additional enforcement authority, including the ability to remove from the market products the agency deems unsafe through, number one, an imminent hazard clause, which permits the FDA to immediately remove a product it considers to present an immediate safety concern, and number two, a significant unreasonable risk clause that allows removal of a product considered to pose an unacceptable risk of illness or injury. Now, the supplement guidelines, good manufacturing practices, it's called GMP, and to ensure the identity, purity, quality, strength, composition, and safety of dietary supplements, the FDA published these comprehensive regulations called GMP. And these guidelines must be followed by all who manufacture or package dietary supplement products. And regulations have been established for the buildings and facilities, the equipment, the personnel, the raw materials, production, laboratory controls, records, labeling, and complaints. Now, are supplements regulated in the same way as medications? And that answer is no. And it's an expensive procedure to go through the approval process for a medication. And that would render dietary supplements far more expensive and would probably no longer be affordable. But let's look at the FDA regulating supplements in much the way they regulate food. So foods don't have to go through a strict approval process. Now, what are we talking about here? What is the safety rate of supplements, dietary supplements? And we're talking about the full category as compared with medications. Let's look at the causes of death in 2006. Heart disease was over 690,000, cancer 560,000, and number three was the medical profession at 265,000 deaths. And that number includes deaths from medication and hospital errors. It does not include all non-hospital physician practices. So this is significantly underreported. Now, let's break that down. Medication deaths per year in 2000 were 113,000 a year. Currently, they're closer to 150,000. And that's deaths from medications. Now, let's talk about hospital deaths, not doctor's offices, but deaths in the hospital from infections, errors, surgery, deaths. That is 112,000 a year, now up to 115,000. So there's your 265,000. That's about 5,000 a week in deaths, or 13 jumbo jet crashes per week. With supplements, it's about 2 to 10 deaths a year, most from the overuse of potassium and also from iron exposure that toddlers consume the mother's iron pills before they can get the child to the hospital to be treated. So what we're looking at is a huge safety factor when it comes to supplements. That does not mean that we want to avoid strict regulations on how they are prepared. So I hope that's been interesting. And when we come back, we will be talking with Dr. Christoph Merville. We'll have an interesting discussion about homeopathic remedies. And for those that have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at MyVillageGreen.com. Or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, this is a reminder that the Village Green carries pet medications now. So that's just a reminder. And Village Green also has their big winter sale. It's going on right now through December 31st. Village Green has 35% off Pathway supplements, 25% off all other supplements, including practitioner brands, and 20% off body care products. So get down to Village Green. You've got from now till the end of the year, and that's not too far away. We're here every Sunday morning, as you know, at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday and listen to Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on nutritional and herbal support for the winter blues. Now, today, our guest is Christoph Merville, and he's a pharmacist and director of education and pharmacy development at Boron, the world leader in homeopathic medicines. And I'll give you a little bit of background. He was a university hospital pharmacist in France, where he obtained 3 years of clinical experience. Born in France, Christophe completed his pharmacy doctorate in 1985. He is a sought-after expert on homeopathic medicines, and he has co-authored several published works and presented homeopathic topics at scientific meetings. Welcome to the show, Christophe.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me again.
Yes, you are a favored guest, and no matter how many times we talk, I always learn something new from you. And we are talking about your expertise, the subject on which you have the most expertise, which is homeopathy. So let's just start out with a little bit of a summary for those listeners who are not familiar with homeopathy. Give us a little summary of what homeopathy is.
Yes, homeopathy is very simply a way to treat people. It's a therapeutic method, and it uses natural substances. And what is very characteristic, specific to homeopathy, is these substances are used in very, very small doses. They seem to stimulate our body and help our body to react against illnesses. So the main advantage of homeopathic medicines is that they are generally considered safe. They do not have side effects, and they don't interact with other medicines or supplements or food that you may have at the same time. It has been homeopathic medicines have been used for more than 200 years now, and in many, many countries. I think it's more than 80 countries in the world. And the last thing I would say is that it's very important to know that in the U.S., in the United States, homeopathic medicines are regulated as drugs by the Food and Drug Administration. So you will find on each homeopathic medicine very clear drug facts, indication, warning, dosage, so you don't have to worry about that. It's very clearly explained.
I'm always glad that you say that, because it's important information, and it's something that most people are completely not aware of, that the FDA since 1938 has regulated homeopathic medicines. And I think that's the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States, HPUS. So thank you for bringing that up. Let's talk a little bit about homeopathic remedies, especially for the current season and the remedies that can be helpful for us in getting through the season.
Yes, and winter, of course, is a season where which it's specific problems. Let's talk a little bit, for example, of what happens when you're outside and shoveling snow or doing whatever you want in cold air. Sometimes, if you stay in cold air a little bit too much, you get windburns or chaplets or even feet. It's also common to burn yourself when you are cooking turkey or roast or pudding for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And for this skin irritation, these scrapes, these burns, provided, of course, they are minor, you want to take care of it while you're at home, they are not grave enough for you to see a physician. We have a great line of homeopathic medicines, and the common point to these topicals, these creams and ointments you put on your skin, is that they contain an extract of a flower, which is called calendula in Latin, and it's the garden marigold. It is a beautiful orange or yellow flower that is cultivated, very, very nice flower. It smells, it has a special smell. But what is more important for us is extracts apply on the skin help the skin to regenerate. That means it stimulates the growth of new cells, and it helps irritated or wounded skin to just heal faster. So each one of, and we can talk about that, about, you know, the different presentation of the calendula medicines. They have a certain purpose, but they all have one thing in common. They help the skin regenerate itself faster.
So that this applies to different sources of burns. You mentioned burning yourself on the hot pot or the stove, and wind burn as well. So are there other kinds of irritations that it would work on, like a scrape? Can it be used on an open wound or not?
So the proper protocol when you burn yourself or you cut yourself with a knife, or even, you know, you fall and you have a scrape, or you practice sport and you have these tough burns, the first thing to do is, of course, first thing to do is to cleanse the wound, to eliminate as much as possible all the dirt, all the particles. That can be done with very clean, you know, pure water, or even tap water would do it. Then you disinfect. You need to really be sure that you apply a good disinfectant that might sting sometime, but you disinfect the skin. And then you know, if it's superficial, you can apply a thin layer of one of the three or four different forms of calendula topical. The best way, my favorite right away, is the ointment, because it keeps the skin moisturized. You don't have to apply the thick layer. You just want to the skin to be able to breathe. But a thin layer will keep the skin moisturized, and to protect that little wound or burn, then you can dress it with a Band-Aid, but not too tight. Just want to protect it from contact. You don't want to make what we call an occlusion. That means completely so tight that it doesn't breathe, because you don't want that.
Okay, so the ointment is a little bit more thick, and it promotes the healing by protecting and moisturizing. What about the lotions and the creams?
So far, the lotion is great for when you have, unfortunately, large areas that are either burned, like a sunburn, or irritated, like a chafing. So the lotion is much more liquid. The consistency of the lotion is very fluid. And when you put it on the skin, not only do you have these, healing effect and soothing effect, but you have also the feeling of freshness, which in the case of sunburn is great. So when you have these irritations due to sunburn scalding a little bit, provided, of course, it's not too bad. In that case, you need to see a physician. But if it's just minor, you can apply the lotion. And the third one is the cream. The cream is, of course, a creamy texture. And we have designed it in such a way that it can be easily used on the sensitive skin, like, for example, the face. I have some of I know some physicians that recommend calendula cream almost as a night cream, to help the skin regenerate after, you know, derm abrasions, or after the skin has been cleansed, when it's a little bit reddish and irritated. So always the same effect. Calendula extracts have been shown to promote the regeneration of skin cells, and also the extract itself is slightly antiseptic, but not enough to replace, you know, proper disinfection. So always disinfect a wound or a burn before you apply calendula as a thin layer. Dress it, protect it with a Band-Aid or anything that protect the wound, and change it regularly, you know, twice a day, three times a day if it's really, you know, if it hurts. Check it out, see if there is no inflammation, if it's not red or swollen, and if you see that the wound doesn't heal properly, or if you see pus, then you need, of course, to see a physician, because there is a super infection.
Well, I think that it's also important for our listeners to know that the ointment, the cream, and the lotion are free of any artificial colors and perfumes, and they're really undetectable.
Yeah, it's an extremely faint odor. It's hard even to detect. And, of course, we select the ingredients to be, as neutral as possible. But one thing also that I wanted to mention, I really like the ointment. I apply it on lips when it's very dry outside, when my lips are shut, or even sometimes for people that have cold sores, when the skin is so, stretched that it's very painful, a little bit of calendula ointment helps with the pain and makes the skin a little bit more supple. You can also use it during cold, if nostrils and upper lips are irritated by the runny nose, that protects the upper nostril and helps also with irritation from that very acrid discharge that sometimes we have.
Well, you've explained this very nicely, and this is something we can use all year round.
Absolutely. Well, this is something I really recommend to have at least a tube of calendula ointment in the first aid kit in the pharmacy. Very, very useful.
Okay. Well, we have lots more information for our listeners, and we've just begun. If you've just tuned in, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break with more information and discussions with Christoph Merville.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information, a wide variety, all about you and your health. And I want to remind you that Village Green has their annual Big Winter Sale. It's going on now through December 31st. 35% off Pathway supplements, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. They also carry pet medications, so remember that when your pet is ill. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on nutritional and herbal support for the winter blues. Now, today our guest is Christoph Merville, and we have been talking about homeopathy, and we just discussed the use of calendula, ointment, lotion, and cream. It's healing. It's for inflammation, scrapes, burns, and the ointment especially for chapped lips. Very, very useful information, especially during this season. Now, let's take off from there and talk a little bit about bruises and sore muscles. Can you fill us in on that, Christoph?
Absolutely. So, you know, winter season, it's sometimes it's just staying at home, redecorating the house and dressing the Christmas tree, or even, you know, being a little active around. And sometimes we have these, you know, moving those crates and things like that. We can have a little stiffness in our muscles the next day. So for this, you have a medicine called Armicare, which is an topical, that means cream or ointments or gel prepared with another flower called Arnica montana, which is in fact a big daisy that grows on mountains. And this plant, when used in small amounts in the proper form, has two interesting properties. The first one is that it relieves the pain from overexertion. You use a muscle too much, or you have, you know, tension because you're working long, you are driving long hours, so your back or your neck hurts. That's where you apply a little bit of Armicare gel where it hurts. And the properties of Arnica have recently been elucidated. It works with very small doses. You don't have to apply too much of it. You don't need too much of it. The second very interesting property of Arnica is that it works on bruises. So if you have a big bruise, or if you bruise easily, especially people that are taking blood thinners on a long-term basis, you know, the slightest shock, it comes with a bruise, they can use it either directly on the skin, provided the skin is not open. If the skin is damaged, Arnica will sting. It's not a good way to use it. Calendula is, of course, more appropriate. But you just put a little bit on a bruise. If a toddler, you know, falls and has a big bump on the forehead, provided the skin is not open, a little pea-sized dollop of Arnica gel, it's very quickly absorbed by the skin. It will reduce the bruise and the bumps and ease the pain. So those are the two properties of the plant Arnica.
Well, it certainly is helpful for what goes on in winter especially, but also any season, especially for active people and people who are athletes and runners, cyclists. What about the little ones? Is Arnicare a good topical for the bumps that we see in our toddlers?
Absolutely. Once again, you know, the only warning, if you want, that you need to know with Arnicare is that don't put it on open wounds. And don't put it inside the mouth, in the eyes, you know, in the mucous membranes, because it's going to sting and be very uncomfortable. It is designed to be applied on the unbroken skin. So you can give that to toddlers and whoever, you know, has these kind of problems. But if you, unfortunately, for example, you really feel that all your muscles are stiff, you really had a big, you know, long and strenuous workout, or you help your friend move and you carry crates all day, if you really want to relieve the pain all over your body, there is another homeopathic form, which is pellets. And you take 5 pellets 3 or 4 times a day. You let them melt in your mouth. And they have exactly the same action, but on the entire body. Now, granted, the extract of arnica is prepared homeopathically, very safe. It is used by plastic and cosmetic surgeons or vascular surgeons to reduce the swelling and bruising after surgery. So the pellets are these what we call the systemic form. That means they will work on the entire body, whereas the topical, the gel or the cream, work only where it's applied and underneath.
And what kind of dose should be used for the arnica pellets?
So, in fact, like all homeopathic medicines, the arnica pellets come in different dilutions. And you can find easily, you know, especially at Village Green, they carry at least two dilutions of arnica, 6C and 30C. Use a 6C when really the pain is not that big. It's kind of only one or group of muscle that's affected. But if it's an entire, you know, your entire body is stiff and painful, or if it's extensive surgery, then you use a higher dilution. 30C would be great. And the dosage is always 5 pellets. You let them melt in your mouth. They taste sweet. They melt in, you know, about 1 minute. It's called what we call sublingual absorption. It's absorbed through the mucous membrane of the mouth. And you will repeat, you know, usually the dosage is 3 times a day. If you need more, you can take more. There is no risk of overdose with homeopathic medicine. And as you feel better, you decrease the frequency. It's very, very simple.
And would you give a little bit more advice on when you take the homeopathic remedies, the oral remedies, are there certain foods to avoid prior to doing it? Should it be away from eating and nothing else in your mouth? Give us the explanation, please.
That's a very common question. I'll give you the answer first, and I'll tell you why we have all these questions. But the absorption of homeopathic medicines, the pellets, is, as I said, through the mucous membrane of the mouth, which is very thin. In order for the absorption to be the best possible, you need to have a clean mouth. Any other substance in the mouth could potentially compete with the absorption of the homeopathic medicine, in our case arnica, but it's true for all homeopathic medicine. So the rule is to say, take homeopathic medicine in a mouth that is clean, that do not have remains of food or strong flavors. That has nothing to do with the content of the stomach. If you just ate and you feel a little bit bloated, you can take Nuxumica just after lunch, so your stomach is still full. Just rinse your mouth with a mouthful of water and to make sure that the absorption of the medicine is the best possible. Now, we always frequently have questions about mint or coffee that would would destroy the activity of the homeopathic medicine. I would say this has not been proven. It comes from the fact that at the beginning of homeopathic treatments, the physicians wanted to make sure that the patient was taking only the medicine and no other medicinal substances, mint or coffee, which has, at that time was almost considered as a medicine. So those are remnants of these first years where the physicians rightly so wanted to be sure that the effect they saw on their patients was due to the medicine they were giving and only the medicine that we're giving. So a clean mouth is perfect.
Well, that's good to know, and I like the way you explained that. And the arnica hair cream, that would be more ideal for sensitive skin, such as the skin of toddlers.
Well, all the form, it's not exactly like with calendula, where really the cream is better for sensitive skin. Here, the difference between the gel, the skin, and the ointment is really how fast it's absorbed. The gel is something, for example, athletes or people who practice sports will have, because you put a little bit of gel on the muscle, you rub it in, and in a few seconds, the gel is absorbed. So it's a very quick release, fast action. The cream has been designed to be absorbed slowly. So this allows massaging. If you want to benefit from the massaging effect, which is good because it increases blood circulation, removes toxins and lactic acid from an overexerted muscle, the cream is the best. So gel is in the gym bag, cream at home, and if really it's an area where you cannot reapply very often because there are pads or bandages, the ointment promotes slow release. It's a little bit more oily, so less easy to, less comfortable maybe, but it's perfect when you cannot reapply easily.
Well, that's a good explanation, and we have a lot of other remedies to discuss. And if you have just tuned in with us, listeners, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back with more interesting information from Christophe Merville.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more more information, visit Jero.com. Jero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, this is a reminder, again, we've mentioned this several times on the show, that Village Green is having their annual Big Winter Sale now through December 31st, and that's 35% off Pathway supplements, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. And Sunday morning is the time to tune in, 10 a.m. We are here, and next Sunday you can listen to Kevin's discussion with Dr. Aaron Stokes on nutritional and herbal support for the winter blues. Now, today we've been having an excellent discussion with Dr. Christoph Merville, a pharmacist and director of education and pharmacy development at Boron, the world leader in homeopathic medicines. We've talked about remedies, and now we're going to hit two issues that are very timely right now, digestive issues and stress. So we can add this to the information you've already received in the show. A lot of good information about remedies, what homeopathy is, and how to use the remedies. So let's start with digestion. That's the number one complaint, isn't it? The number one health complaint.
Well, it's a time, you know, where we tend to eat a little bit too much, and when we are with friends and family, sometimes, we talk and we eat or we drink a little bit more than we should. So let's pay attention to that. But should you have, this feeling of being very slow digestion, feeling bothered, but by not so comfortable because you ate too much or you drank too much, this is what you can do. There is a homeopathic medicine, the small blue tube, which is called Nux Vomica, N-U-X Vomica, V-O-M-I-C-A, and of course it's at Village Green. They know exactly how to recommend it. And this will help you with the feeling of uneasiness, the desire to nap after heavy meal, and the feeling that, maybe you've drunk a little bit too much. So my recommendation is to take 5 pellets just after the meal and repeat, 3 every 4 hours. And, of course, try to exercise a little bit to eliminate the excess food and not to eat too much after that, of course. It's a very good medicine. It's probably the next famous after Armica. Very much used in France because, of course, it's a popular medicine for hangover. But it can be used for if you drink too much or if you drink too much coffee also. It's a very nice way to feel better. If you have heartburns, the content of the stomach, goes up, it's burp, and it can burn a little bit the back of the throat. The best way is, of course, to try to relax, drink cold water. But if it really bothers you, we have a medicine called Acidil, A-C-I-D-L, and it's also at Village Green, which relieves these symptoms, especially the accumulation accumulation of gas that provokes, you know, the acid reflux. So if you constantly have this symptom, maybe you want to see your doctor because it's something that needs to be addressed. The acid content of the stomach can damage your esophagus and the back of your throat, so you want to take care of that. But if it's only temporary, if it's only just after, you know, a few meals, or if you had too much buffalo wings and it hurts, then you can try Acidil. It's very safe medicine.
Well, this is very important, and Acidil has some components in it. Isn't it a combination?
It's a combination. So you find in Acidil, you find our friend Nuxomica, so that relieves heartburns from too much eating or drinking. You have also a homeopathic preparation of active charcoal, which we call carbovegetabilis, which helps with the accumulation of gas in the stomach. If you have a slow digestion because you are stressed out or because you ate too much, the content of the stomach will ferment. That means there will be production of gas. And if, of course, if you have too much of this, it presses on your stomach and can be very painful, in fact. So that is released by CarboVeg. And we have also other medicine that work on the feeling of a burning in your sternum at the base of your, you know, just above your stomach. So very complete formula, very simple medicine, but very safe. So if you have other medicines and you want to avoid any interference, or just because you ate too much, you don't want to load yourself with more medicine, you can take Acidil.
Well, excellent.
The dosage is on the box.
The Acidil. And what about temporary relief for bloating, pressure, and pain associated with gas when that is the main complaint?
Yes, and we'll see in a few minutes, you know, stress. But a lot of complaints about pain in the abdomen, in the lower belly, or even in the stomach, comes from the accumulation of gas. And it can be spectacularly painful and sometimes frightening, because those little bubbles of gas are compressed by your intestine, and it's sometimes bothering. So the medicine we propose here is called Gasalia. Also, you'll find it at Village Green Pharmacy. And you can find in it, of course, our friend CarboVeg, the active charcoal, as a homeopathic medicine. Another medicine that target the different situations. One is when your stomach is really full of gas and you have a lot of belching. The other one is when the gas is more, you know, in the lower part of the intestine and affects the lower belly. And you have also one very interesting, it's a dilution of nutmeg. You know, the spice, homeopathic dilutions of nutmeg have a very, very nice effect on production of gas that disturbs digestion so much that there is constipation. So all that, as always, is combined in a very simple tablet. You take two tablets, then they dissolve in the mouth within seconds. They literally melt in your mouth within seconds. Take them, of course, in a clean mouth. Repeat as necessary. The dosage is on the box. Very easy to use, and they don't interact with other medicines or supplements you may have to take.
Well, we are getting to the end of the show, and I don't want to miss the stress and sleeplessness. So what remedy helps us with stress?
So there is one that is, in fact, number two homeopathic medicine in France, under another name, but it is called sedalia, like a sedative. But what is important is sedalia relieves the feeling of uneasiness and the physical symptoms due to stress, but will not make you drowsy. you keep your, you are still vigilant and alert. So you can drive, you can think, you can solve the problem, but you have much less of this internal tension, this apprehension, and you have much less of these, you know, agitation, sweaty palms, digestive problems, uneasiness that are associated with overwhelming stress. A little bit of stress is easy, you know, is necessary for us. It helps us, but too much can be, you know, can affect our lifestyle. So you can take sedalia and keep your vigilance, your alertness, at the same time as relieving stressful symptoms. Very good for, you know, first interview or when you have a stressful period, you're moving, you have a lot of things to do, you want to keep your mind sharp, but you want also to have that window of a little bit more serenity in front of these things.
Well, I like the name sedalia from sedative, but it doesn't have the fatiguing sedation effect in its effect on stress management. What other remedies can we use, especially for sleeplessness? This is the time of year when people's brains are working at night. It's hard to go to sleep, and they wake up too early. What remedies?
Oh, yes. Oh, not only that, but they fall asleep, and they wake up in the morning thinking, I didn't have a good night. I, you know, had nightmares. I turned and tossed. I was in that state of mind where I'm half asleep, half awake, as you said, the brain processing ideas, and you know it, but you don't feel that you have a good night of sleep. So this is the where you can take a medicine called quietude, like quiet. And this is always the same principle. Quietude will not induce sleep as a sleeping pill would do. So you can wake up in the middle of the night and still, you know, go wherever you want without having the drowsiness and the fear of falling or, you know, falling in the stairs or that, which is very dangerous with sleeping pills. So quietude doesn't make you, you know, put you to sleep and force you. It just rebalances the activity of the day and the activity of the night. This is why we recommend, and it's on the box, to take quietude at the end of the afternoon and before going to sleep. In fact, to prepare your mind and your body to the sleep period. Those, of course, associated with, you know, lifestyle, good lifestyle that helps, not too much coffee and reasonable amount of exercise to help your body rebalance itself. So really, when you have that bad feeling that over two or three nights you didn't have a very comfortable sleep or rejuvenating sleep, if you want restoring sleep, the quietude can be used. It doesn't cause, you cannot get addicted to it. It is a non-doping and non-drowsy medicine.
Well, excellent, excellent. You've given us a lot of good information. Do you have any final tips for our listeners?
Well, sometimes you have listeners that, or people, parents especially, who are a little bit bothered because their kids wake up at night and they scream. They have these night fears. It's difficult for the kids to fall asleep, or they wake up in the middle of the night and they have these tantrums because they had a bad nightmare and so on. And that can be really bothering everyone, because your night is basically interrupted. Well, I'm going to give you two medicine that you can find at Village Green Pharmacy. The first one is called Stramonium, Stramonium, and it relieves you can give it before going to, and you can give 5 pellets to the kid who is afraid of the night, of the dark. They want the little light, and they fear the night. They fear the dark. So this is a very good medicine to help them fall asleep faster. The little kid who wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, you know, because of nightmares, you will give Hyoscyamus, which is Hyoscy, MAMUS. Same thing, give it in a 30C, both in 30C dilution, 5 pellets before going to bed, and if they wake up in the middle of the night, you can give them 5 more pellets. They love it. The pellets taste sweet, so they really accept that. But that can make a big difference in your night if your kids start to have these episodes of night fears and difficulty to fall asleep.
Well, excellent. And thank you, Christoph. Every parent out there will be appreciative, and we'll have you back another time.
Well, thank you. It has been a pleasure, as always.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
The website of the week is the Google Transparency Report. Now, this site includes an interactive map, so you can click on different countries. The Chinese officials consider censorship demands to be state secrets, so we cannot disclose that information at this time. This can show traffic patterns. If a country blocks internet access, you can immediately see this. You can see if any countries are blocking internet traffic. The Google Transparency Report.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney traded barbs at last night's GOP presidential debate.